This call is being recorded.
What's up, Tom? What's up, Tom?
Hey, buddy. Yeah, now that I'm at work and I can see this, it looks great.
Yeah, so tell me right now if I do this, does that show on your screen?
No, I can just see who they are.
Yeah.
I think you got to click on what you want to see.
Yeah, when I click it, I was seeing if it would share with you. Let me try it.
Yeah, you have to, on the top right, you have to click back to file share.
Okay, do you see that?
Yep.
Okay. So we'll just let everybody know to click that so they can see what's sharing. Okay.
Yep.
Cool. We got some Morgantown here. Who's on with the 319 phone number?
Jordan.
All right. I'll add your name here.
Okay.
Hey, can you bring up the, can you have the checklist up for Darren?
Yeah, I'll get that.
Hey, it looks like somebody was in there today. Kicking ass on it.
All righty. I've got it up. Whenever you want me to share it, I can pull it up.
Okay. Matt, is that you in there, 908?
Hello?
Who is that? The 908. Is that DJ?
DJ, 494.
Okay. Jason, you have the ability to get everybody in?
Yeah, I think. We'll check here. Got a 980253. Who's that?
JG.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
The 908 number is Matt. What's up, guys?
Hey, buddy. You know, we got a few more, so let's just give it another minute or so.
Hey guys, it's Craig here. How you been?
Hey, buddy.
Hello, Craig.
It's a great day in North Carolina here. Pretty, pretty day.
Good.
Hey, it's Barney. I made it.
There you are. All right. Another minute. I want to wait for Patrick to show up. Patrick Farley's not going to be in today.
Well, for the before we get started, for those of you who were not with us this past weekend, we had an awesome time. It was a really great tailgate, and if you've seen the pictures, the turnout was fantastic. So,
hey Tom, how many people were there?
We had about with guests about 30.
Okay.
And probably a little bit more if you count just people who stopped in and stayed for a few minutes and then left. Chuck Huber did that. But I was glad. It was good to see those folks. Turned out great.
Yeah, it was homecoming, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Chuck might have been an alumni band, so.
Well, he didn't march this year.
He didn't.
No, this is the first time in a long time. He had He had his mother with him, and he just couldn't ditch her. He's very sweet, but I can understand why he didn't march. He said he was upset about that. But
yeah, it's probably the first time in countless years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually just watched a marching band video with my son yesterday. A video from 1983. He kept asking me where I was. I was like, yeah, like I remember exactly what spot I marched in back in 1983. I mean, I have an idea, but yeah. Yeah, it was fun. Brought back a lot of good memories, so.
Cool. All right. I texted Patrick, so I'm sure he'll be joining us here soon. Shortly. Let's go ahead and get things kicked off. Just give me one second. I got to get into one more document.
While you're doing that, Tom, I'll just let everybody know real quick. If you're on the computer on the top right, it says back to file share. If you click that, you'll see the files I'm sharing. I've got the agenda right now. I'll also be doing some screen sharing as we go. So that'll get you to see, and then back to conference, you can see everybody who's talking, things like that.
Okay. All right. Why don't you put up the agenda, if you don't mind?
See it okay?
Yep. No.
Get a file share?
I have it on file share. I have two screens. My left screen, I've got my agenda, and I want to make sure we get the agenda up for everybody to see.
Can everybody see it okay if you switch that file share?
It's still on the financing campaign.
Okay, let me... Did that change it?
No.
Let's try it one other way.
Nope. To keep working on it, let's hang on, it's doing something. No.
All right, let me try one more thing.
We'll work this out, right?
Yep.
Still really cool. There's also a mobile app, folks, just so that you know. And we tried it the other night, and I either didn't do it right, but you could at least hear it from the mobile site and or the app. So if you ever wanted to, you can go to Uber Conference on either the iTunes Store or the Google Play, and download Uber Conference. So hope everybody's on there now on that site. Okay, great. Got it.
You see the agenda now?
Yep.
All right,
fantastic. So let's get started. I'm going to call this meeting to order and ask if you can to log into the Uber Conference website so you can take a look. John, could you call roll, please?
John Begley, Chief Executive Officer.
Present.
Matt Lawful, Executive Vice President.
Present.
Chris Denson, Chief Operating Officer.
Present.
Patrick Folio, Chief Financial Officer. I think you said he'll join us here shortly. Jason Hyatt, Chief Information Officer.
Present.
Greg Winkleman, VP Fundraising.
I'm here.
Jordan Feathers, VP Chief Risk Officer.
Present.
I know DJ's on. Is there anyone else on the call tonight? Tom, I think that's it.
All right. Thanks very much. Reading of the minutes to the last meeting, unless there's a motion to dispense.
I move to dispense with the reading of the last minutes.
Okay. By Jason, is there a second?
Second.
Who's that?
Matt.
Thank you. Seconded by Matt. Any opposition to dispensing of the minutes? Hearing none, they're dispensed. Okay, let's move into the officer reports. Patrick Farley's not with us. I just want to let everybody know that he's still working on the history of Alfaro. That's his main focus right now. It's the main task that I've got him centered in on. So, again, it's out there on the file share. Please take a look at that. Everyone is welcome to, encouraged to contribute, especially in the gaps that we have for the years mid-'80s, late 90s, and a few in the mid 2000s. So that would be fantastic if we could get that finished up and put out on the website. But I'm not as concerned about getting it completed and done under a certain time period. I just want it done right. I want it really, really well done. So take your time. But if you guys could all put your eyes on it if you haven't done so, I would appreciate it. Okay. Jordan, do you have anything?
Nothing at this time.
Okay, fantastic. Craig, I want to push past yours. I want to get to yours last. So let me move past that. And Jason, your report, please.
Yes. So I've been working with Tom and Pat on getting everything ready for the, well, fundraising, which we go to, the campaign. So the website I have mocked up, ready to go. Tom, let me walk through it real quick. So can everybody see this okay?
Yeah, it looks good. I can see it.
Okay. So this will be the landing page. Once you go from the homepage, we'll have click here to contribute, donate. We'll work on that wording. It'll take you here. We've got four different levels, which are available. And they're in the campaign. But what I've done is when you click here, and we'll just walk through it to kind of let you see. Anybody let me know if you think anything could be tweaked here, but we'll go through, fill it out. And the next step is the thing we've been working on, which we finally got going. So what you do here is you'll pick your T-shirt and Vice Archon because you're getting a shirt, payment method, and then you choose how you want to do it. Right now, annual or monthly. And then we've got down here, if you want accommodations, let us know. We'll work with you. If you change here to mail, you still choose how, and then it says where to mail it, what to do, all the info. I'm defaulting to PayPal because that's what we'd prefer. And once we submit, I'll get a spreadsheet with all this info to download. It takes us right to PayPal. The one thing we've updated is down here now. If you don't have PayPal, you can switch to credit or debit card, and boom. No PayPal account needed. Go through with all your info. Fill everything out, and it'll start doing monthly recurring charges, and it does it on the day you sign up. So I think I'll put that somewhere in the wording just to let people know if they're curious. So say we did it now, it would do it on or about the 14th of every month, and right here, 50 for 12 months. So that's what I've been working on, working with Pat real hard to get it so that the way we had it before with our old PayPal account, you had to have PayPal. We didn't want that. We want it. If you got PayPal, great. If you want to use a credit card, don't sign up. Great. Here it is. So that's the main thing I've been working on. We'll get the website ready to roll once the email campaign goes out so that you'll just go straight to WVU Podcast.
And we'll completely go off of there. Just where is the contribution tab going to go from the homepage?
What we're going to do is we'll remove both of these, which that should come off. We'll take that off immediately. I'm not going to have any buttons other than right here. It'll say contribute. And then we'll have one.
If we can, let's keep the update info on there, but keep going.
Okay. But yeah, right here front and center, we'll just have a quick blurb from Tom saying, hey, and then once you go to the contribute, this button, it'll take you here. And then we'll have the campaign letter right here. So all you got to do is click that to read it. And then that's where we'll be.
Okay, great. How's that look, guys? What do you think? Don't
hey,
speak up.
Tom, it's Craig. I'm gonna have to look at that. I'm at a soccer field on an iPhone, so.
Okay.
I'll look at it when I get home.
I'll email the direct link to that page because we're not going to make it live till we're ready to roll. But I'll email this direct page. It's just wvbycatcontributions.html. But I'll send that out
okay.
So you can play around with it.
Yeah, if you email that to me and I can click on it and see it, that'd be great.
Absolutely. And the one thing I'll ask, if you guys are ready to go and want to do a donation, go through all the way. It's live. It's ready to roll. That way we can make sure it works with all the board at least and see how everything comes. But I'm pretty sure we're 100% ready to roll. We use the same payment portal for RSVPs, and it worked fine. We've just upgraded so that now you don't have to have PayPal to pay.
And just an FYI, the basic membership's $250.
All right.
That looks killer. That's great. We'll get into that in just a little bit. I'll get into this letter too because I tweaked that
okay.
thing so it's all on one page. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Fantastic. JG.
Sorry, typing away.
any report today, John?
No, sir. Not on the stationery exactly. I do have a question about note cards. Tom, mm-hmm. are you just looking for something to be able to send from your office? Some handwritten notes.
Yes.
Or really looking for a larger mass correspondence.
No, I'm. You know, somebody makes a big contribution. I think they should get a handwritten note from one of us, and I don't need to have it, but you know, I would like to use that the heading, the Pi Kappa Phi Alpha Rho Alumni Chapter, that we, you know, for instance, at the top of this page, we could use something just like that and blank on the inside,
right.
where we can handwrite notes for people to say thank you. So I just want to get a rough estimate on how much they would cost and get them printed. And
I have that design ready, so I'll have that to you by the end of the week. The cost.
Okay.
In terms of quantities, I know we weren't going to do a large mailing for the campaign letter now.
Yeah.
I'll get some quantities, some quotes on different quantities.
Okay. Yeah, unless we'll get into it more, but the I think I put in the email yesterday that's going to be $1,000 to get that mailed out, so it seems a bit excessive. Okay, fantastic. All right, moving along, Patrick is not on right now, so we're going to have to defer his report until he either comes back on or can shoot us an email tomorrow. I know he's extremely busy. He's headed out of the country next month, so with everything going, we'll hopefully have some things done. I know he's still working on the bank account and making sure that the Secretary of State's certification is done. But, you know, as far as he and I had a conversation before I left on Sunday about it, and there was no reason for us not to be able to start pursuing the campaign. So we're going to be good there. And we got a bunch of money. Everybody that was there paid on Saturday. So we either broke even from what we spent or maybe even took in a little bit. So that was good. That was what we had hoped for. Okay. Barney, Vice President, Chief Operating Officer, you're up.
I have been working to form the strategic planning committee. FOOF has agreed to be a part of that, so that is great news. I am waiting on one other, and then I want one more member, and then I think we will be good to go.
Great.
And
do you feel comfortable?
We'll have to work out. Oh, what's that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Do you feel comfortable in the mission and what we're you know about to do and what we're looking to get accomplished by next spring?
Yes, I think it's. I'd like to hear from one other person, and then I think we're good to go to get everyone together to start the process.
And just for the sake of everyone that's on the call, just briefly, just go back over that mission of what we're going to be doing in the Strategic Planning Committee.
What we're going to do is we're trying to first, I think, figure out why did the chapter, what went wrong? And then after we figure those things out, then the next step is to make sure those things never happen again. By implementing, you know, some policies and some structure within the organization that will keep the chapter, create a foundation that will let the chapter succeed into the future, and we won't have a repeat of this. Is that a fair summary?
Yeah, I think so, certainly.
Okay.
Accountability. What are the accountability measures that we can look to put into place? And then the second part of it is having to deal with the our operations as the alumni chapter for the next 3 years until rechartering.
Fair enough.
Yeah, because we're going to have some, we have some as part of the rechartering and thinking past the next 3 years, we're going to have to identify a chapter advisor. We're going to have to identify and select a board of alumni advisors, get them trained up, get them on the ground before we have a national office come in and begin the rechartering process. So that's an important step for us. That's what this strategic planning committee is going to be doing. So it's a lot of work. I think that the assessment is going to be the key part of that, and looking at process and defining again some ways to tie everything in to make it accountable. So I'm excited for this. I think it's really important. So I appreciate it, and continued good hunting on getting these guys to cooperate. Getting Foof was a huge score, so I'm thrilled that he's part of it. Okay, let's switch gears and move on to our Executive Vice President. And Matt, I know you've got some things you're working on for spring and what that's taking to look like. So, Matt, go ahead.
Hey, guys. I heard that Elliot was awesome. Thanks, everybody, for showing up. And I know moving forward, it's going to be bigger every year, better every year, and work everything out and maybe move towards our own spot. I'm just really happy with the turnout. As far as spring goes, I have a tentative date for the first week of April, which is something that I think that if it's good to go, this will be the standard moving forward for our spring event. My thoughts, and this is kind of a run it by everybody, I kind of have everything planned out already, so if we did get the green light, we can move forward in terms of budget and we can move forward in terms of planning. But from the past, what I've learned is that our alumni association had a softball game every year in the spring, which we can kind of parlay into a family outing for a picnic during the day on Saturday. And then at night, something that I always wanted to implement as an undergrad, but we never actually did, was call our formal event in the spring the Rose Bowl. and I thought that this could be give our alumni association an even stronger commitment to our group by hosting during the day the family picnic and at night a semi-formal event that we'll title the Alumni Rose Bowl, and rent out either the Erickson Alumni Center or a really unique venue would be the Touchdown Terrace at Milan Park Stadium, something I also always wanted to do as an undergrad. Saw some events held there, and it was actually very interesting, something that I think we can do at a reasonable cost. Especially at the Rose Bowl level, that's something we could pass through tickets and et cetera. And I think the event during the day is something that can get done that is more of an outdoors, you know, friendly, and at night kind of just paying homage to the organization we have and the members who have dedicated more than others or just recognizing outstanding performance. I think it just creates more of a buzz and gives people more incentive to travel back to Morgantown for our continued brotherhood. So I just want to hear your thoughts on not only the date, but the idea of the weekend. So it's open to anybody to kind of give me some feedback.
Yeah, before I chime in, I'd like to hear some thoughts from others.
This is Jason. I like the idea, and I like the idea of keeping it family-friendly. One thing I might suggest, I don't know how feasible it would be, possibly see if you get some sororities to pitch in and do some type of a daycare, childcare in the evening for an hour or two that if everybody wants to go to dinner. And I don't know how feasible that would be, but it's a thought, if not this year, maybe in the years to come.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even put it past us to price that into, you know, some type of offering that anybody with children that'll be there for the weekend, you know, select this box. It's an extra $15, and we've hired, you know, X amount of nannies for every kid.
Yeah, I think that would be a big incentive because I know, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. If I'm coming with kids, you know, I'm gonna do something evening.
Good. Who else? Other thoughts?
Well, it all sounds good to me. Craig.
Okay. A couple things.
The only thing you have to worry about with trying to set a firm kind of April date is, I don't know, you know, Easter always moves around, and just make sure we avoid any conflict with Easter, that's all.
Yeah, I agree.
We could peg it to Easter. We could say the week prior to Easter, the week after. You know, I'm not so hard set on that date. Those are two great points that I could always work around and just, you know, the week following Easter would be a great peg or prior. You guys have been in the workforce a lot longer than I have, so you can kind of tell me what's more predictable in terms of, or more realistic in terms of getting away. You know, everybody's family does something different, but I think we all kind of have a general schedule in terms of, you know, what days we take off for Easter or around Easter.
Yeah. We can work with that date, you know, going forward. But as long as it's the point of it is, if it's even if it's within the month of April, as long as it's consistent and we have it each year, I think that's the thing. I do have a couple of things that I need you to build into your planning, and one is the business meeting that we have to have per the Constitution. So you have to build in enough time for that business meeting, and especially in the next few years. So next year we have elections. We have the Strategic Planning Committee is going to be meeting and presenting their findings. So you have to have that as part of the weekend. So we have to have business plus fun built into the whole thing. The second part of that is right now, just to put in the back of your mind, we have $1,000 budgeted for this event. So it helps. but it's certainly not going to cover all of the costs, and nor should it. But I just wanted to let you know so that you're working with that $1,000 point of reference. Again, should we get all of the funding that we desire, that's what you'll have. What else am I thinking? And I just want you to also put into your mind that, I love the idea of the Rose Bowl. I am not the kind of person that shies away from a formal type of event every year. But I want to give you some feedback that we got during the 30th campaign, the 30th anniversary celebration. We had a big celebration for the 25th. It was formal ballroom, sit-down dinner, presentations. And when we came to the 30th, we did it again, and the turnout was slightly less than what we had for the 25th. And then when we planned for the 35th, there was a lot of feedback from guys saying, hey, let's not do something formal. Let's have it very informal. So, again, part of the Constitution has us with a formal banquet on the 10-year anniversaries. That's what expected. There's nothing in it that says we should not or cannot have a formal celebration each year. But I want you to be mindful, and I want all of us to be thinking about that and saying, you know, there may be some years where we don't want to have a formal banquet. We might just want to have something casual, especially when we get the house back, where we can do it at the house like we did for the 35th, which is a lot of fun. And it was, you know, we didn't have to have the expense of a formal banquet. So I think for next year, for the year after, whatever you want to do, I think is fine. But again, just think through that the next 5 year that comes up in 2018 is the 40th. The 40th is going to be a banquet. It you know, by the Constitution, and it should be one of the big 10-year anniversary celebration. So keep that as part of your thought process as you go through the planning. But I love the concept so far. Picnic, softball. It's a great start.
Okay, yeah, and that's, I did hear during our planning for the previous year's anniversaries that the pushback in terms of a formal event. I'm just kind of looking for that postmark send-off, and whether or not it comes in the form of a formal event or if it comes in the form of some type of, like, cocktail hour type event, then so be it. You know, it doesn't have to be as formal. I'm not dead set on any location, and it's actually something to consider. Just from what I've seen so far in terms of planning, you can spin both of these locations in either direction, and really there's a very massive range in terms of budget or way to approach the event. So I'll pump out three ideas and we can vote on it for the next call. Or, hopefully I can get it out there sooner and we can just have a kind of a remote vote.
Cool.
All right.
Excellent. That's great work. And also just to follow up on another topic that you have put to bed is the undergraduate finances, the undergraduate debt. We've shored that up. You just want to give a quick update on that, please?
Yeah, sure. In terms of the undergraduate debt, Brendan is a representative of our national organization. He essentially, him and I identified the past due members, so they're currently going to collections for any balance. I went through and kind of scrubbed each member, and they're not being sent to collections immediately. They are being contacted, and we're going to attempt many other ways of collecting past dues before we send somebody to collections. But they've been identified, that's been finalized, and they're in the process of collecting past due funds to the undergraduate chapter, which is somewhere in the ballpark of like $10,000. I don't remember the exact number. The remaining balance that was being held in escrow from the undergraduate chapter is now gone. It was used to pay off their, I guess, balances they had with the company National Fraternity Supply. That exhausted the funds and also closed whatever financial responsibility we had to the undergraduate chapter. So we'll start with the new come 3 years from now.
Fantastic. And one of the things that I completely forgot to do and didn't remember it until Monday when I got to work here was that the bank account for the undergraduate chapter is still open with SunTrust, and I need to close that the next time I get to Morgantown, which hopefully will be in the next month and a half. So, all right, Jason, we got a share ended sign on the Uber conference. Jason. All right, hold on a second. Patrick had called in too. Patrick, are you with us?
Yes, sorry.
Jason, you want to
get
us squared away again?
I got muted. Yep, we'll go back.
After I brag about the efficiency of that Apple of yours, that Mac of yours.
I'll tell you.
Do we need to log back in?
Sure. No, I mean, can you guys all see the conference?
I'm back.
My guess is my kid's streaming a movie or something and my internet slowed down.
Is everyone back on? Everybody can see?
I got booted, but I'll try it again.
The screen sharing was ended, but I can see the conference, Jason.
Yeah, that's what I got. It's currently being shared.
All right, while you're working on that, I'm going to keep going and circle back to Patrick for an update on the finances. And we're just so that you know, we've tabled the campaign, contribution campaign discussion for next. That'll be the next report. So you want to give us an update on what we got?
Yeah, we pulled in recently $716.51. Of that, $500 was Tom's donation to the alumni chapter. And then we pulled in at the tailgate $250. So our total in our account right now is, hold on 1 second, $1,499.03. Still have to pay bills from the tailgate. So after that, I will update us all on the next call after I've paid all those. And that's it. We did pay our annual dues to the national office. And as Matt said, we did pay the undergraduate that was in our account. So that's been taken care of. So we are current on everything. And good to go.
Okay, great.
Do you want me to update on all the financial stuff, all the paperwork with everyone that we've gotten done?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. We've confirmed that our federal ID employee identification number is still active and good. So I have that. I have copies of it finally. So we are able to switch banks. But we had to re-register with the West Virginia Secretary of State's office, which has been completed. We're just waiting for that to be finalized and for it to appear on the website. As soon as that is done, we can then move our bank account from First Exchange Bank in Morgantown to a more convenient bank, which will be Huntington Banks, which they have multiple locations throughout this Mid-Atlantic area. So that's all taken care of. I will start pursuing and working on updating our 501c3 status. Probably going to have been suspended because we did not file any federal returns, the 990 forms or anything like that since day one. But the IRS office located here not able to help me, so I have to go somewhere else. That's going to take a little bit of time, and I think the goal that I have on that is to get that done by the end of the year. So we've taken care of that, and then I know that we've tabled the discussion on the fundraising, but we have updated the PayPal account to be able to do some things. I know Jason's going to work on that and see if all the links will work so we can set up recurring payments. So that should be good to go. And then I am updating the PayPal account. Tim Pavinsky is still the person on it, so I have to do a bunch of paperwork to get my name placed on
it. Oh, God.
Yeah, as the contact. The good thing is that after we do that and we have it set up, I can go and add names so other people can have access and, in a sense, be administrators. And then we don't have to keep changing it every time someone comes on or off the board.
Okay.
That's it.
Great. Perfect.
Sure.
Thank you. We're working. One of the things that we need to do is get Jason, just a, if you can hear this, and then ask Eric if he could do it, is get the budget out onto the website. We need to have that. I put those instructions in.
Okay.
So that'd be great. All right, let's roll into the next portion of the meeting, which is going to combine my report with Craig's report, which is the campaign. And we've all seen what's going on, the letters, we've settled on the different categories and what they're going to be doing, and now is just the time to get out there. So as I alluded to earlier in the week and also on the call, was that we'd inquired about having the national office do that printing for us. So we have a 5-page document that I would love to have put hard copies in everyone's hand, but it's going to cost about $1,000 to do. That is, to me, just that's crazy. So we can do without the hard copies. We're just going to have to do some more and different things and more effective or ways to get through to this thing. So I want to get this thing started. The iron's hot. We had a good event. We had some good eyes from that were on the Facebook page that we sent out stuff to. We've been in constant communication with our membership. It's time now to get the fundraising campaign, the contribution campaign started. So I want to turn it over to Craig. Craig, any thoughts? What you want to discuss would be. The floor is yours.
Sure. Thanks. All right. My first question is going to be the 501c3 status. I mean, because I would hate to fundraise from people in October and in December were a 501c3, right? I mean, if it's going to be a tax-deductible contribution or any portion thereof is tax-deductible, that piece needs to be in place before unless there's people that just want to contribute money. I mean, you're going to have people that don't care, but you're going to have people that care.
Okay, look, can I just, I want
a larger contribution.
I'm going to jump in there. We're not going to try to make these tax deductible contributions.
All right.
And the reason is because the restrictions on the use of those dollars are we couldn't use it for any of our own operation. So
I understand.
So,
because we have a swim team that's a 501c2 or F or whatever it is for the same reasons.
Yeah.
So it's a different structure.
Yeah, I think in for future for specific campaign that we may do surrounding housing or something like for ability experience alone, we can talk about that in the future. But for right now, these contributions we're asking our members to make contributions that are not tax deductible, and
right.
If that becomes too big of a deal, then we're just gonna have to count them
off. It shouldn't be. We just need to be clear about it, right?
Yeah.
That it's not eligible as a 501. You know, if the organization is gonna be 501c3, it's just not eligible.
Yeah, my take on that is I don't want to put that out at the front. I don't want that to be thought about. We're not representing that it is tax deductible. People should not assume that it's tax deductible. If someone asks us that question, the answer is going to be no, but I don't want to advertise it. I don't want to start with,
right.
Hey, sorry, we're not, this isn't tax deductible, but we still want you to give. Let's not go in that direction.
Yeah. Well, I would just, the question's going to be asked as soon as someone hears that the organization is a 501c3. It's just going to be asked because it's kind of like the standard. So I would just, just in the solicitation process, just, somewhere, you just say it's just not a tax deductible contribution and just end the conversation, and then it's cleared right up front.
Yeah, and we can, Jason, if you want to put a little bit of a tagline at the bottom of that one page that says...
Put an asterisk in small print.
Yep, yeah.
put an asterisk in small print.
I don't want to put it in the letter.
Nope.
I want to put it on the website.
I'll put it on the web page, clear at the bottom, small gray print, not tax deductible.
Yep.
That's fine.
Okay.
We'll put it right...
Yep.
Can you see my screen now?
Yes.
Yeah, so we'll put it right there.
Cool. Good.
And guys, just so you know, 501c3 is also a designation that we, as the organization, are exempt from tax.
Right.
So just that's where I was going with that more than anything. So.
Absolutely.
Sure. Understood.
Yep.
Understood. But, there's plenty of organizations out there that use that as their method of solicitation for funds. So, all right. I guess in general, Tom, if the letter's not going to go out in print, which I agree, $1,000 is probably not a good use of funds at this point in time. It's far too long for any web content. It's too long. So it needs to be cut substantially back, I think. I mean, if it can't fit on one screen, it's entirely too long.
Yep.
I think at this point, if anybody is even remotely connected to the chapter, they know the chapter history, they know what's going on, they know it's coming, that we're going to be looking for money, so... to start this thing back up. So I think that can be scaled way back. I like the contribution levels. I mean, I think, I haven't looked at the website again. I mean, I'll look at that later, but I think that, what I'm hearing, that sounds really great. The other thing I think that we need to be doing is we need to start looking at kind of like having a, I don't know how we want to do it, I'm looking for a word to call it, but a cheerleader, if you will, for every year of initiates that we've had. Somebody who really, either year or a couple years, somebody who wants to take the ball and kind of latch on to the group and lead the charge for trying to rally those folks into contributions. Because this isn't going to work by just putting something on a website and praying that people donate money. It's going to work by people contacting other people and telling a story, somebody with passion telling a story about what we're doing and getting people to donate that way. I mean, we're trying to donate. I mean, we're trying to raise a reasonable amount of money from a fairly small group of people. So that's my general thought.
Yeah, and I completely agree with that, and that's something we're going to have to do. And Craig, I had a long conversation with Christian Wiggins, who is heading up the foundation's $10 million goal, and
yep.
His words to me of encouragement was they paid for a a study that was done for us specifically about, you know, what our members are saying, why do they give compared to other fraternities and what their experiences were. It was all used to be able to help in the process. And his number one reason why people don't or haven't given before was because they weren't asked. And when asked, they are giving. They may not give at our highest level, but they're giving. So his advice and counsel to us was, you have to ask. You have to ask.
Yep.
You have to ask, you know, electronically, but you gotta have a person to person conversation, and scheduling an appointment and calling them up and saying, hey, I need you to help us out. I need you to contribute $1,500. And you start with the highest one, and then they say, well, you know, I want to, but I can't. Well, great. At the, you know, there's three other levels that you could give at. What are you most comfortable giving? What works for you and your family? What can you do without, you know, getting in trouble with the wife because you just did it and you stroked the check? Those are the kinds of conversations that we have to have. And as I put in the email to everybody on Monday, I know that that is a awkward or a off-putting thought to some. I'm at the point where I am a full believer in the fact that, one, and I hope that all of you are in agreement, and I think you are based on the fact that you agreed to serve on this board, is that what we're doing is the right thing. We are doing what we should be doing as alumni of Alpha Rho and of Pi Kappa Phi. So why we're doing it, that differs. It differs from person to person. But, you know, the how we're doing it is things that we can all, you know, come to an agreement on. I think that we're doing good there. But the why is we're doing it for the right reasons. And if we are to have our chapter...
Hey, Carrick.
If we're to have... our chapter continue and to be there long term and be a really good chapter for us for the rest of our lives, we need to get this money raised. And we need to get it raised quickly because we have to do these things that are required in order for us to be positioned for 2018. It just has to happen. So, you know,
all that is, you know, like I said, if we recruit people, I don't care if we recruit people by year or by something, but somehow we need to have a champion for a group of people. And an easy way to do that, my thought was, is somebody who, you know, we go through the initiates every year. I mean, there had to be somebody who was like, you know, the initiate chapter president or something, you know? And if, you know, and we, the board should be reaching out to those people and saying, hey, look, you know, this is something we need you to do for the chapter. You know, are you willing to be the person to champion phone calls to the 10 guys or 15 or 20, however many it is, that were in your pledge class, and just kind of then tackle it? You know, that's a us to them, it's a them to their buddies kind of concept. And what we should be doing is what you were just talking about, Tom, is putting together talking points for them. You know, just kind of give them some talking points so they can build a conversation with the guys around
yep.
that.
Well, here's what I'm going to ask you to do is take a look at the database that we have. Go in and divide it up, what you think is reasonable. And you and I can spend some time talking about those errors and where they overlap and, who may be some of those key guys that we could recruit. At the same time, we all need to be a champion ourselves. Every single person on this board, we span from the recent graduate back to the rechartering guys, all the way back and everything in between. So we all need to be doing this as well. But I'd like for you to do that, and I'd also like for you to start giving me some ideas on those talking points. What could that look like, and have that script ready? And if you could do that quickly, we'll get out there and start it. But it's got to get done.
All right, where is well, I need, well, we can talk offline.
You got to get with Jason.
Database. I need to be able to see. All right.
One last time, get with Jason, and Jason will get make sure that you have access to that. You know, if you don't have a Gmail account, you know, Jason will get will work with you to make sure you got that. I want to hear some other thoughts, and good, bad, or indifferent, about what we're doing, and how we're going about it right now, because, I mean, it's almost too late to turn back, but if there's some tweaks that we need to make or something that Craig and I may have overlooked as part of this process, I want to hear about it. I want to know about it now so that we can be locked in and ready to hit, you know, later this week. And we'll talk about how we're going to communicate this shortly. So I'm going to open it up. Thoughts from anyone? Okay, so we're all in agreement. Everybody is good with this.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, because there's no more tweaking. When we get this thing launched, we're going. We're going full blast trying to get this thing done. Because we have stuff... You know, like I said, we have stuff that we've got to fund and pay for in the next couple of months. We've got the website that's got to get updated. We've got the Spring Alumni Weekend that's got to get updated. And we also have the registration for Supreme Chapter that's going to start to hit us, you know, within the next few weeks, if not at least by the early part of next year. So we're going to have to register and pay for that. So... we got to get that on the calendar. So, let's go, man. I'm fired up. I want you guys to be fired up, and we're gonna go. Okay. Communications on this. We're gonna launch. I'm gonna redo the message. The pages, the five pages that we have, is too much. As Craig said, I'm in complete agreement. For a full mailing, yes. For an electronic launch, no. And I will work on getting that done. Once that's done, we're going to do a blast email. We're going to put it out on Facebook, Twitter, and that's it. And we're going to do several of those each time. We're not just going to do one email. We're going to hit and hit and hit and hit and drip on these people. And then we're going to start the phone campaign where, you know, each of us can start with our two or three closest friends, call them up, let them know what we're doing and what we need. And then we'll be recruiting the other guys that we might identify and see if they'll step up and help us with this effort. So we'll be working on talking points as well and having all of that ready to rock and roll. So, any questions about that? Any suggestions on ways to communicate that haven't been brought up here? Okay.
I don't think so. Hey, Jason, you're on the call, right? Do you have my contact information?
I'm pretty sure.
You have my phone number?
Tom. No, I'll email you, and then email me back all that info.
All right. Cool. Yeah, because I'll, you know, go to sit down and spend some time talking about this.
Yeah, that's fine. And we can, I mean, if Tom wants, we can always use this conference line anytime for whatever.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
All right. Anything else before we move forward?
No. Hey, Tom, I'm going to sign off. I got to go feed my son and do some math.
Very good.
All right. I mean, soccer just ended, so. All right.
All right. Thanks, Craig.
You bet. Thanks.
Okay. All right, Craig's off. All right. A couple other things that I've got that I want to bring up again. Just reminding you, Jason, I don't know how quickly you can do this, but accessing the checklist, and I appreciate those of you who have updated, but there's a lot of you that still haven't had the ability or haven't gone in there to work on stuff. Jason, do you have the ability to switch to that real quick?
Yeah, I just did it, Sean.
Can you get out of there and just show people where to go to get into the checklist?
Yeah, you can just, if you've already, I mean, if I've sent you the link, you just literally go to drive.google.com. There'll be a shared with me link, and then right there, you'll click it, and boom, it's shared. And then it'll just say alumni chapter monthly. You'll click on that, and then it opens this up.
Does everyone see that? That's on? I need you guys to be checking this a couple times a week, just to see if there's anything updated, and just to see if there is other items that need to be done. And a good example, by the way, of what I want to see is what Patrick did. You can see that he's completed all of his tasks, and that last one is he put in that last task, that confirmed 501c3 status and filed the 990s if necessary. He put that in so I know what's going on, and he put the notes on the right there so I can see that. This is what I need you guys to be doing so that we're all on the same page and that I understand what's being done. If I've got something, it's going to be there. If I think of something through the day and I don't feel like, you know, shooting an email, it's my only way to stay organized in terms of, oh yeah, that's right, that's what I need each one of you guys to be doing so that we're going through this. So please take a look at this every couple days. Any questions on that database? Okay, back out of there, Jason, and show them where some of the other docs are in the data share in the Google share.
Yeah, it's the same thing. I mean, and that's why if you guys can set up a Google account, whether you link your current email, because once I share them, you'll literally go share it with me. Anything I've shared is right here. You'll just click it. So the other things.
The database,
right here.
History document.
Database. Yeah. So here's the database.
And then once you get in there, is that the active one, or do they have the tabs at the bottom? Okay, there's the full one.
Yeah. So this is the active one I have. Where did it go? So yeah, down here you can see all the tabs. It's APAC. This is the list. This is what we've got. I went through and updated everything now. It's inactive. You'll see at the very end. These are what we have lined out in the Constitution for statuses. And now I've updated. We sat down. This end 2021. They are non-voting members. I denoted these as 2021 because that's the six-year time frame. They'll just automatically roll into inactive or voting, depending on what they're going to do. You'll see expelled. Somehow in the last 5 years, we've missed APs. Nationals has no record. So, Matt, if you're listening, if you know any of these APs, tell me. You know, could have just been somebody forgot when they started numbering the next one. If anybody wants access to this, let me know. I'm limiting access to this because, as you can see, there's a lot of information in this. But if you want access, I'll send you a link to view only. You can view it, and then, you know, once you're done, we'll delete it. But this database, you know, anything you need, tell me. Just shoot me an email. I'll get you access. But, you know, I don't want to have a whole lot of access to this to where names, addresses, things like that are out available.
And just, again, the APAC status in column B there, that's the status, the constitutional status of our members. If you remember, there's several classifications. So they're either active, they're inactive because of not active because of what's gone on with the chapter, with getting booted for 5 years, that's going to be in there, or deceased. We have those records. So do me a favor, guys, if you can or whatever, don't go in here and alter anything. If you find something that's not right, email Jason and let him know, and he'll make the change that, that needs to be made. But use this just for your own, hey, I need so-and-so's email address, or I need so-and-so's where are they living, that sort of thing.
Yeah, if you guys need anything, if you're having trouble, just shoot me an email. I'll get back with you.
Okay. All right, I want to get off of here, and I want to I don't think we have any of the regional guys on, but two of them have told me that the regional events are starting to be planned. And I think, Matt, did Bob and Tuan email you, copy you? If not, I'll send you what they got. They're both planning stuff for later this fall. Charleston region is going to probably do two events. And the Pittsburgh is going to do one for an away football game at the end of the year, and also in combinations with Founders Day. So New York's got a role. We still got to get somebody filled in that position, and then Northern Virginia's got to get me what they're doing soon. So I'm thrilled with that.
I'll have something. I'll have somebody appointed for New York in like the next day or two, or at least an idea of who would take it, and we'll find out by the end of the week if they accept.
Fantastic. And Matt, encourage those guys. If you see today, I went in there, I was playing around with the regional Facebook pages, just updating the pictures and stuff. But if you can, go out there, take a look at those, Matt, and start. If you know guys that are in each of those regions, start inviting them on Facebook so that they're part of the page, because I want to use that as another way, again, to communicate the events that we're having, to make sure that people see them. So we need to populate that with the people that are close by. Ah, thanks, Jason. You pulled that up. That's the Pittsburgh one. I think that looks pretty good.
I liked it.
And I've got to do the one for Charleston soon. There's the New York one. So we'll get that going. I want to use that as the main location for doing it. And then the final thing that I've got, there's two things. One, I want to publicly thank Patrick Folio for the tailgate on this weekend. Way above and beyond the call for that. And the feedback was tremendous. And Matt, I don't know if you've heard anything from Billy or from any of the other younger guys that were there. I was thrilled that they came. They were awesome, and they made a great event. But the guys that I talked to, Dave Goldberg and Brant Bush and TJ, they were like blown away by how good our tailgate was and how much fun, and the food was great. And you know, Patrick did all the work for it, and a lot of the expense was borne by him. So he needs to recover that. He will recover that. And if he doesn't recover it, it's going towards contributions towards the alumni chapter, will count towards his contributions. But Patrick, thank you publicly. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It was fabulous. It was fantastic. So appreciate it. And the other thing is that you guys are going to get a break from me at the end of this month for a little over a week. I'm going to be out of the country. I've got an opportunity to travel to Germany for a little over a week, so I'm not going to be around. Not that that changes anything, but I just want to let you guys know that I'll be out of pocket, not reached, starting the 29th. I'll be back the 7th. So, good for me.
Better for us.
Yeah, and I'll wear out your emails for a week. You'll get a rest. I don't think there's any old business that's open right now. Is there any new business that needs to be discussed from anyone? Okay, hearing none, I'm not gonna open that. Open floor, members in good standing. Anyone that wishes to say anything about what's going on? This is your time to talk. So feel free. Okay, I'm glad we're all chatty. It was great to see everyone that I did this weekend. Jordan, it was I'm thrilled that you were there and got to see your daughter. That was fantastic. Hope you enjoyed that little taste that you got. And everyone else, Patrick, again, thank you. And hopefully next year it'll be bigger, better. We'll talk it up. It'll be great. Our next conference call, Wednesday, November 18th at 6 o'clock. Same setup. I like this. I hope everyone else does too. The sound is good. The quality and the sharing is good. So we'll continue on with this. Anything else before we close? All right, gentlemen, we did pretty good keeping it to about an hour. So can I have a motion to adjourn from someone, please?
Motion to adjourn.
And that is Matt?
Yep, 628.
Can I have a second, please?
Second.
Just Hyde, I second it.
Thank you, Jason. Anyone opposed? Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you, gentlemen, very much. Let's go get them, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Bye, guys.